Hey everyone, Dr. Z. Okay, we have gotten so politicized about this debate between do we open the economy up again, get back to work, or do we continue a lockdown until either an effective treatment or a vaccine is developed? Like it's this polarized either or decision, which is just a reflection of our societal divide as it is, which is stoked by cable news and social media. We are so politically divided that we think there's a all or none answer. And there isn't. We've lost in this COVID mess. We've lost our ability somehow to think rationally and critically. Let's look at both sides of this and understand that the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, and it depends on where you live and what your values are. So for example, let's take these two clowns in Bakersfield, these two ER docs that run a for-profit urgent care system. They did a press conference, got 4 million views on YouTube before YouTube inexplicably removed the video, which, by the way, is a bad thing. Do not censor content, right? But what they were saying is basically, hey, we've tested a bunch of people, 5,000 people. These are the positives. That extrapolated to the state means that a bunch of people are already infected. We should treat this as basically as fatal as flu, which is not that bad. Go out and get back to work, end the lockdown. Oh, by the way, we run a for-profit business that has been deeply harmed by the lockdown because the coughs and colds and other inappropriate stuff we were seeing is no longer coming in, so we're not making money. And this video got so many views because it triggered the political elephant on both sides. So if you were a liberal, you saw it as, look at these two unqualified clowns who are questioning Fauci, who does this for a living. They're clearly biased, and they're spouting data which conflates infectious fatality rate with case fatality rate, which is not, they're not equivalent, and they're extrapolating data in ways that make absolutely no sense to support a political agenda, which is open the economy. The right pulled that and goes, listen to what they're saying. Closing businesses is harmful. You don't lock down healthy people. You are actually causing increases in suicide, mental illness, and domestic abuse. We don't lock the economy down when, you know, there's an influenza epidemic or HIV. We don't lock the economy down because 40,000 people a year die of car accidents. Both sides are right. They're both right. But what you believe and the way you share that on social media is entirely dependent on what your belief structure is. Most Americans will not question their beliefs. They will pull out of data anything they can find to affirm what they believe. It's not their fault. It's how we evolved. It's how we're programmed. But we ought to start learning to do better. Because we can. And the bottom line in this is the two sides are, okay, keep the economy locked down forever until we get a vaccine or a treatment. Okay, that means listening to scientists who've done math and say a lot of people will die if you don't do these lockdowns. Okay, that's kind of true. You will have more deaths. Sweden has more deaths than Norway, and they have different approaches, right? But you're missing the entire nuance on the left, which is what about the economy, businesses, financial ruin, the legal and ethics of locking down. All those people that represent those factions actually deserve a seat at the table with the scientists, because it's not the scientists' job to consider those things. They do what they do. You weigh what they say in the context of the bigger picture, because the lockdown has costs, absolutely devastating costs, as we're seeing. Now, go over to the right. The right says open the economy right away because people are going to die of the public health consequences of economic meltdown, and you're trampling my liberty. All right, great. If you open right now, a shit ton of people are going to die. And the reason is that we have not yet achieved herd immunity. There has not been enough transmission per the documented antibody studies that we do have to say that that is okay to suddenly spin up. The other thing that the right gets wrong is that there's a one size fits all. There isn't. What makes sense in Montana, where the reproductive number of the virus, in other words, how many people a single infected person can infect, is much lower than in New York City, where people are packed like sardines. So first of all, it's all going to be local. Second of all, you don't just open the economy. Third of all, you have to weigh the balance of every regional and local issue and say, okay, the number of deaths will go up, but we're willing to tolerate that like we tolerate car crashes or influenza deaths with a certain balance of economic activity. But it isn't all or none. And we're sitting here weighing this and we're saying, okay, we're making a decision based on our locality. That are the 2,000 shades of gray that are in this. Now, how do you give that as a soundbite to the American population who either wants to open up and looks at that Bakersfield doc video and says, hell yeah, finally people are talking sense, or to the left where you go, who they're looking at the Bakersfield doctors going, these guys are dangerous, and what about the care versus harm principle, and all these people are going to die? Guys, let's just look at it rationally and understand that the truth is probably a nuanced set of alternatives that have to be decided locally with input from scientists, business leaders, legal people, economists, and the public. Can we at least agree to do that? So, could you agree to share this video? Because we're trying, look here, the last thing I want to say. Being in the center on this, as I think I am, and I think many people are trying to be, they're trying to be, it's hard, right? Because I have to check my own biases. It is agonizing because every night you go to bed going, oh, there's so much decision making that needs to happen. It isn't a certainty. And that's the one thing about that video with those Bakersfield docs. They come out like they know exactly what's going on and they are dead certain. And anytime you hear someone talking like that, just move on to the next thing. All right? That's the best advice I can give you. All right, guys, speaking of that, I'm not certain of anything. Share this video, become a supporter, do all that stuff. We out. Stay safe. Peace.